here on Zoom. He had another meeting, went a little late, so he'll be on here shortly. So we'll connect with him in just a moment. But it's our opportunity to get updates from USD 475 Geary County Schools, which have a new segment we've been starting here on In Focus within the last few months. We've been doing it occasionally here. Got a more regular segment now here on the fourth Wednesday. And you know, there's a lot going on in Geary County Schools. We've had a lot of information shared with us here over the last few weeks, including they just the other day released some of their summer educational opportunities for students. That got announced here, I believe, yesterday, in fact. So they're going to be offering some summer literacy programs June 7th to June 25th. And this will be taking place at all their elementary schools. Of course, they've got summer school opportunities that were announced yesterday, Junction City Middle School and Fort Riley Middle School. And I know they've got the new high school building that's getting set to be opening here in the fall. And I see Dr. Eggleston is joining the Zoom now. So we're going to chat with him about a number of different topics going on here.
Nice job of filling in.
Hey, how about that?
Way to stretch that.
Hey, Dr. Eggleston joins us now here on In Focus. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing well. It is a pleasure to talk to you again. Busy time right now in the school district.
Hey, it's been a busy year, I have to admit, but definitely as we approach the end of the school year, we are making final plans for all the events of the year as well as making plans for the upcoming school year. So it's I guess you could say just a lot happening as we plan, coordinate, and then maintain a focus on our current school year.
I thought it was really interesting to see, and I was just kind of hitting on it a little bit here, the summer educational opportunities got announced yesterday. And, you know, I think that's really exciting for people to see after you know, a year of inactivity on stuff like that.
Well, we want to do our very best to offer as many opportunities as we can to our young people. Having a summer camp continues the learning that has been going on all year, but we create really a fun setting and environment so that the learning and the activities, arts and crafts, physical fitness, all of those things are just embedded and blended together. And it gives students a safe place to be. And we definitely just are grateful that we have the opportunity to have that offering for them.
Well, as mentioned, there's been a lot of stuff happening here over the last month or so. You know, I think one of the biggest news items was the announcement of the new elementary school and the federal funding that's coming in for that. Obviously, 475 has a big military population there with Fort Riley and some schools actually on post. But can you talk a little bit about that new elementary school and just how exciting that is for the district?
Well, it is a tremendous honor for us to receive the grant in order to build a new elementary school on post. To have the opportunity to serve our men and women in uniform is something that we do not take for granted. And to have the opportunity to educate their children is something that we truly take serious and just feel very blessed and honored to be able to do. We are the recipient of a grant that will allow us to build a new elementary school on post. This is something that has been in the works for about 2 years now. It's a very extensive process where you submit the application, you actually have a visit from a team from Washington, D.C. They come in, they do interviews, they assess the current facility, they ask questions, they probe into what your programmatic focus will be, the academic emphasis. So it has definitely been a long road, but something very beneficial and something we're very proud to be at the end of, and again, to be the recipient of the opportunity to build a new elementary school on Fort Riley.
I've been to at least one of the schools there on post. I went to Sites Elementary about a year, maybe, almost 2 years ago, when Senator Moran came out there to tour it, and that facility is state of the art, and I'm sure this one's going to match or be better than that one. But it really shows the commitment that they have to making sure that those schools are top notch.
Well, the quality of life and education is very important. Those are some of the top priorities for the Department of Defense. And since we are so closely connected to them, we have to make that a priority as well. We have students who come from all across the world, South Korea, Germany, different bases or posts here in the United States. So we want to make sure that students receive a high quality education because we know they're only here for 2 to 3 years and then they move to another assignment. So ensuring that they receive a quality education is one of our top priorities.
All right. And Dr. Eggleston joining us here from USD 475 Geary County Schools. We're coming up on the end of the school year. And I think it's really neat. There was also a release here from the district about Fort Riley Schools being recognized as the only continental U.S. Army installation to hold in-person classes all year. And that's pretty impressive given all that's happened.
Well, we've had the opportunity to keep our buildings open the entire year. We started school back in August, actually August 31st. And since then, we have had in-person school the entire year, with the exception of our high school, which had to go to remote learning between the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday. So for about 2.5 weeks, the high school was on remote learning. But with that exception, we have been in school every day, and we've been working hard in order to make that a priority. I have to give credit to my principals and teachers for their resilience. At the beginning of the school year, we had two goals. One, to create a safe environment for students and staff, and two, to keep our buildings open. And because of all the safety measures that were implemented this past year, and many we will carry into the upcoming school year, we've been successful with that. And so we're very pleased to be able to say we've been in school all year.
Now, when is the last day of school for your district?
June 4th.
June 4th, okay. I knew it was one of the later ones. And in terms of kind of what the going forward will look like here, I know a lot of discussion has been on masks. That seems to be the most popular topic among the public right now, and you know, with counties ending mask ordinances and whatnot. Is the school district considering continuing those beyond this school year?
We will continue, though, the wearing of masks until the end of summer school, which is around the 20th of July. Once we finish school, we will look at all of the documents and information that's been pushed down from the CDC, the state and local health department, and then we will update all of our current safety measures to see if it gives us some latitude to maybe lift some of the requirements as we approach the upcoming year. And so at this present moment, we've been sharing with our staff and with the community that we would just maintain what's in place, our current measures, until summer school ends.
Okay. And in the meantime, has anything been relaxed as of lately? Because the numbers have been improving?
No, actually not. We actually have had some increases in positives, not a lot, but a few across the district. We went a short period of time, maybe from the end of January to about the beginning of March, where our numbers were really plummeting, seeing some really low numbers. And then all of a sudden, I guess there were a couple of events or some things happened, and then the numbers kind of started to increase again. So because the environment is so fluid, we just feel like we just need to finish the rest of the year before lifting anything. We have 7,000 students, 1,600 employees. You can imagine just making changes wouldn't go across smoothly. And so the safest thing to do and probably the most consistent thing for us to do is maintain what we already know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different district to district. I tell you what, it's insane how different it can be from district to district. Let's pause here for just a moment. We'll take a break, come back more with Dr. Eggleston, Superintendent at USD 475 Geary County Schools, here on In Focus.